To Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios. With me today is Seth Geis and John McTavish. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Football Monday, baby. Whoop, whoop.
That's right. All right. So today we are talking about the Protocol Coppers. This is a Corona Gorda 5 5/8 by 46. Comes out of the Lizona factory in Nicaragua. The wrapper is Ecuadorian Rosado, binder is Nicaraguan Habano, and the filler is from the DR and Nicaragua. It is blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $9.50, and the cigar was released in January of 2021. So with all that out of the way, Seth, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
You know, the band on the cigar is a little cheap, so it doesn't look good. But if you take the band off, this is actually... I actually thought it was a really pretty Corona Gorda. And I really like the aromas at the foot. Really nice cigar. First third was showing a lot of pepper notes. There was like some oak, citrus, and earth qualities. There was really nice balance between, you know, the strength and the body, medium full strength body. And it kind of just kind of delivered that kind of throughout. The final third showed a little bit more like harsh and heavy pepper spices, which kind of destroyed it. But it was medium full cigar, you know, first two thirds were pretty decent. I'm trying to look at my construction. I feel like, yeah, it wasn't like perfect draw or burn. I had a little bit of waves here and there. So like in terms of rating, I was pretty critical, but like if I was a consumer, I don't think I'd be like as critical, if that makes any sense.
Right.
John?
Right. Yeah, John.
Yeah. I think Seth and I really aligned on the review, because I'm reading the notes. I'm like, does he have my notes here or something? Yeah, it really starts out with, I wouldn't say a trademark, but like Espinosa, kind of a little more intense baking spices. I would put them at medium, medium full. A lot of wooden chocolate. I didn't get the citrus, but I did get sort of a vague sweetness. There's some wood, some chocolate. First third was good. It was engaging. I was interested. I actually found the complexity for me kind of fell off in the second third. It did start out kind of chocolate forward with earth in the middle. And I was like, okay, you know, this is, we're heading the right direction. And then it kind of became wood and earth dominant. And I was like, oh. And then this dryness came in. And I was like, oh. And then the dry cedar just kind of took over by the halfway point. I'm like, oh, that's really disappointing. And then, like Seth said, the last third, that the baking spices just came right back. And I was like, that's really unusual, because normally, you know, once the spices in a cigar kind of fall off, they don't come back, but they did. I got the citrus in the last third, interestingly enough, and then chocolate and dry wood.
Hey, guys,
hey dude, we're recording live, but just give us a second and we'll finish up. I also had some minor issues. The burn required a relight, which means my rating on the burn is not right. So we'll have to correct that after the fact. The burn should actually be good instead of very good. So, yeah. Anyway,
I'll change that right now.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it spontaneously went out at the halfway point, and I'm not sure what happened. I mean, I smoke cigars pretty slowly, but I don't think that was the issue. And
it was so cool to just see John's score come close to mine. I'm sorry.
Nice.
I thought it was muted.
Nice. And the draw was kind of a little on the resistance spectrum. Boy, I'm really slacking, because my score on the draw is wrong too.
What was it supposed to be on the draw?
To be good and good.
Jesus Christ, John.
I know. Oh, what
gosh.
Is going on?
Is this gonna turn out the way I think? Yes. Yep. I love this.
There must have been an Espinosa fudge factor in there. I can't explain it. Anyways, overall, I really enjoyed the first third. I was hoping it was going into a place. Honestly, it was just kind of average. Aaron, what about you?
I thought the cigar started with a lot of body and a very full flavor profile, but unfortunately, kind of let off the gas going into the second third, and just kind of remained that way the rest of the cigar. It's not a bad cigar. I just couldn't maintain what it was delivering in that first third, which was a good flavor profile. I do think that this is probably, at least for me, the best single store limited release that they've done. But it still doesn't match up to the core line stuff, but it's the best of these like single store releases.
That's fair.
In my opinion.
Fair.
So, you know, it might be something I come back to from time to time. But it's not going to, you know, it's not going to be anything like I'm chasing down more of or anything like that. But if you can come across these, they're not, the price isn't bad. So you can always give it a try and see what you think. So, all right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with me at 5.90.
Uh-oh.
And Seth and John both gave it a 5.60. So I'll start off with my score. It matches up well. It was an above average flavor profile. Did have some burn issues, but I thought the draw was perfect on mine. So that's pretty much the only difference between our score is that I had a better draw than John and Seth did. Otherwise, we scored it identically. So Seth, 5.6.
Yeah, I mean, you know, looking at the cigar, it's not, the final third's a little bit disappointing. I really liked the first third. Well, maybe I didn't really like the first third, but I thought the first third was good. Second third was pretty solid. My biggest issue really on the cigar, maybe it's unfair, is the price and the packaging. I guess in the giant scheme of things, the price isn't that bad. It just, maybe I kind of look at it as it being bad. So it was just kind of like an average cigar, but it's good. As you said, it's kind of good for what it is, but it's not like great. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like a really good minor league player. He can't make it to the pros, but he's really good in the minors. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes
sense. Does that make sense, Aaron? There you go. Yeah. There he is. Yeah. It's a good AAA guy.
Yeah. Just give you a little bit of a picture of this since I didn't throw it up, that you see the band there and all that stuff. All right, John, how about your 5.6?
Been a while since I've been a review, bro. It's kind of interesting and, you know, not intentionally. I kind of agree with everything you said. I do think as far as shop exclusives go, this is kind of one of the better ones that's out there. And I don't think it's so much a knock on the cigar. I think it really speaks to the strength of kind of the core brands of Protocol are really all good. Like all of them are good. And that's unusual for me because normally, at a core line for a company, I'll find maybe one, maybe two, but all their core lines are like all of them I would smoke on a regular basis. So it's kind of tough competition to land into. I really was hoping it was going in a good direction the first third, but the rest of the cigar, as they say, kind of ended up being like a 40-degree day, you know?
There you go. All right. Any final thoughts from you guys on this one?
Yeah, I look forward to the next one. I bet you there's a variation of this blend that Hector prefers that Protocol did not go with. And I bet you if John and I smoked that one, we'd score it. I think we'd probably, I don't know where you'd score it, Aaron. You freaked me out, man. But yeah. I think John and I would score the Hector version of this higher if there was one, which I bet there is.
I can see
John,
that.
You can comment on that.
I can see that.
Right.
Usually for Hector, when Hector picks stuff, like when Hector picks stuff for Hector, I don't think I've been ever disappointed. So this could just be, what the Protocol guys wanted for the shop. This is the profile they wanted, and that's their prerogative. Yeah, it's their brand.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. And the price is pretty decent.
And, you know, is that the other thing? Like, is it possible that, you know, for like guys like you and I who've been smoking for a while, who the price increase, inflation, we understand we should need to get in taxes and so forth. Prices have gone up on like cheaper cigars. So like what was a $6 cigar for us probably a couple of years ago is probably more like a $9 cigar now. Is it possible that I'm more critical of it because I still think about like a $6 cigar?
I mean, maybe you need to because like, you know, honestly, over the last year and a half, 2 years, we've seen pretty sharp increases on cigars in general. I mean, you used to say the average price point might be around the low sevens. And honestly, I would say the average price point is really $8.75, $9 now. And that seems surprising because, you know, back in the day, people would be like, oh, $9 cigar. Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants and his expensive cigar. And it's like, not really.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Gosh, I think like you see an $11. That seems to be, I don't know. It seems like we have a lot of $11. Aaron probably has a chart of all this.
Yeah, well, at the end of the year, we'll have a breakdown of how many cigars we reviewed that were in that price range, you know, various price ranges. So
I don't even really consider something expensive now until it gets over $12. Like to me, $8 to $12 is like if you're smoking a boutique cigar, that's what you should expect to pay. Obviously, I can't control taxes in your stupid state, whatever stupid state you live in. I say that jokingly because
or province.
Yeah, because our taxes they'd be like a $40 cigar here, and I'd be like, whoa.
If I see a $15 limited edition, I think that's cheap now.
Right. Righty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. But also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Kappas!